never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is theater critic J. Wynn Russick. For more than 30 years, she wrote theater reviews for the Baltimore Sun, and now she shares her thoughts on all things thespian with me every Thursday afternoon on midday here on WYPR. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, Tom.
So you brought in a couple of titles that you want to talk about. The first is a book called Vinegar Girl by Ann Tyler from Baltimore, and this is a retelling of a Shakespeare play, and Shakespeare is somebody you know a little bit about.
Yes, yes, and I'm a big Ann Tyler fan, so this is a natural for me. This book is a retelling of The Taming of the Shrew, and it's part of a series by Hogarth Press. They have commissioned famous writers to write modern-day versions of Shakespeare's plays. Margaret Atwood has a version of The Tempest. There are new versions of The Winter's Tale and The Merchant of Venice. There's an Othello coming out in May. But in Ann Tyler's version of Taming of the Shrew, which is a really charming book, she has a protagonist named Kate Batista, and she is the 29-year-old daughter of a widowed Hopkins research scientist. It's Ann Tyler, so of course it takes place in Baltimore. And Kate has a younger sister named Bunny, who's kind of a flibbertigibbet. Kate's father has a foreign research assistant whose visa is about to expire. So the father's solution is that he wants Kate to marry the research assistant. I have to say, the word shrew appears just once, but there's also a passing reference to Kiss Me, Kate. And in terms of this series, you know, there have been so many reinventions of Shakespeare on stage and on film, so why not fiction? After all, you know, Shakespeare adapted his plays most of the time from previous sources, so you could say Hogarth is continuing the tradition.
Perfect. Vinegar Girl by Ann Tyler. I'm looking forward to reading that as well. It's on my bedside table. The other one you brought in is a children's book that won the Caldecott Award. It's called Finding Winnie, The True Story of the World's Most Famous Bear. It's by Lindsay Maddock and Sophie Blackall. So this is about Winnie the Pooh, huh?
It is, and as you know, I'm a longtime Winnie the Pooh fan, and this is one of several books that came out in 2016 to commemorate the 90th anniversary of the publication of Winnie the Pooh. A.A. Milne, you might not know, also wrote plays, so there's some of the theater critics' interests. But Lindsay Maddock, who wrote the text for this book, is the great-granddaughter of Captain Harry Colburn from Winnipeg, Canada. He was a veterinarian who was on his way to World War I as a cavalry veterinarian, and he saw a man sitting on a bench in Canada at a train station with a bear cub, and he bought this bear cub for $20. He named her Winnipeg, Winnie for short, and he ended up taking this bear across Canada and across the Atlantic. It became kind of a mascot. And when the troops were on their way to France, he decided it wasn't practical anymore, so he left the bear at the London Zoo, and A.A. Milne took his son Christopher Robin to the zoo, and that's where he met Winnie and decided to name his own stuffed animal Winnie the Pooh.
And that's where it all began.
And this is just
fantastic.
A lovely book, too. Beautiful illustrations, very warm. Something to put on my bedside table and read again and again.
Indeed. Okay. Winnie, The True Story of the World's Most Famous Bear by Lindsay Maddock and Sophie Blackall. The other book we've talked about, Vinegar Girl by Ann Tyler. That's what Judy Russick is recommending, our theater critic for midday here on WYPR. Thanks, Judy.
Thank you, Tom.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WYPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.